This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Dr. Youssef Salam, a member of the Exonerated Five, formerly known as the Central Park Five, and EB's a Boy, author of Pride and the National Book Award finalist American Street, have collaborated on a young adult novel, Punching the Air. Written in verse, this searing novel is about a black Muslim teen wrongfully sentenced to prison and the power of young people to advocate change. The story about racial injustice inspired by Dr. Salam's experience as a member of the Central Park Five, who spent 7 years behind bars until the true killer confessed and their sentences were overturned in 2002. The authors of Punching the Air, Dr. Youssef Salam and E.B. Zaboy, our guest next on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The highly anticipated young adult novel about racial injustice, Punching the Air, by Youssef Salam, of the Exonerated Five and the National Book Award finalist E.B. Zaboy, now available wherever books are sold. A story of racial violence and wrongful imprisonment inspired by Dr. Salam's experience as a member of what was known as the Central Park Five. Punching the Air tells the story of Amal, a black Muslim teen who finds himself in an altercation in a gentrifying neighborhood and is wrongfully sent to prison for a crime he didn't commit. EB was born in Haiti, holds an MFA in writing for children and young adults. Her novel, American Street, was a National Book Award finalist and a New York Times notable book. Also the author of Pride and My Life as an Ice Cream Sandwich, a New York Times bestseller. Editor of the anthology Black Enough, now living in New Jersey. Dr. Salam was just 15 years old when his life was upended after wrongly convicted with four other boys in the Central Park jogging case. In 2002, after spending years behind bars, their sentences were overturned. Now a poet, activist, inspirational speaker, recipient of a number of honors, including a Lifetime Achievement Award from President Barack Obama. E.B. Zaboy and Dr. Youssef Salam, authors of Punching the Air, called nothing short of a masterwork of humanity, our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have both of you with us today.
Oh, great to be with you.
Thank you for having us.
It is such a pleasure. And let's start with the concept of the book, Dr. Salam. This is not a memoir, not your specific story, but your experiences that inspired the novel. Tell me about Amal and similarities between Amal and you.
You know, Amal means hope. And Amal is the hope that he needs for himself and also for his future. The great thing about this book, Punching the Air, is that it is the water to the seed of hope and greatness inside of all of us, especially inside of young people. You know, I was reading the words of Frederick Douglass, and he said, it's easier to build strong children than to repair broken men. And I've gone through this process of being run over by the spike wheels of justice, only to be returned to society with my faculties intact, with the indelible scars of the oppression of the system still on me and in me. But the beautiful thing is that, you know, Punching the Air and a Mild Story is a updated version, a 2020 version, if you will, of the experience of injustice that we are seeing in America. And it's really shedding light on those truths that need to be shed light on so that we can understand how we move forward and the fact that we need to move forward.
Yes.
We need to keep hope alive. Yes, indeed.
E.B., this is such a stirring presentation. It's written, as I said, in verse. One review talking about the Punching the Air's acrobatically clever verses. This style is so effective. How did you decide on presenting this in verse?
Well, the story is about an artist, basically, and we wanted to make this book a work in art, a work of art in every sense of the word. So the words have to be placed on the page to convey a certain emotion. There is poetry in the shape of a box. And of course we wanted to do that because Amal is trapped within a box, and we wanted to convey those messages in several layers. So it is the metaphor. It is the beauty of language. When Youssef, the night that Youssef was at Central Park, he was wearing pants covered in artwork, covered in illustrations that he had made himself. And I wanted to bring that to the page, the idea of a boy seeing art in everything, including that situation that is happening to him.
Youssef, let's talk about going back and reflecting on your story as you were preparing this book with E.B. There are sections in there. The section when you are in the courtroom, they're going to announce the verdicts on the different counts. We can feel, we can hear your heartbeat. We're right there with you. How difficult was that for you to go back and to relive in such detail those experiences in telling the story?
You know, it was very difficult but very necessary, as my good friend Kevin Richardson said. It is very, very necessary because we have to heal ourselves. It was traumatic to go back into that experience, but also very liberating to be able to experience it with fresh eyes, with a new mind, with the heart that wants true freedom, justice, and equality for us as a people, you know, to really paint the picture and to pull on the heartstrings of America. Because what happens in America, I think, is that we're told that we're being judged by a jury of our peers if we ever happen to be on that side of the law. And we're told this, and we look up on the jury pool, and we can't recognize anyone that looks friendly or familiar. But through books like Punching the Air, it gives the common citizen the opportunity to really understand and really walk in the shoes of a person that they may not have truly understood before. You know, we always judge a book by the cover instead of the contents. And in this opportunity, we get a chance to have a beautiful cover drawing people in to want to read the contents of the character of the book. And they're pleasantly surprised, I would say, about the power and insight in the book as it relates to the inspiration of what happened to me through what's happening with Amal in 2020.
The book is Punching the Air, a powerful new young adult novel about racial injustice. You'll find it wherever books are sold. We'll give you that information as we go through the program today. E.B., talk about what you hope happens with this book, the action. It's a wake-up call. It's a conversation starter, but it can't just end with a conversation. There needs to be some action. What do you hope is the action or result of the book Punching the Air?
Well, there are already conversations happening around mass incarceration and juvenile justice. This simply adds to the conversation, but there is another added layer of the power of art. As I said before, Amal is an artist, and this is what gets him through. This, we can't do anything today about the prison industrial complex. But what can we do for children now to allow them to cope with whatever it is that they're dealing with. And instead of funding going around, protecting communities, what if we brought that funding into arts? What if we invest in arts so that we can curtail violence, so that we can curtail, you know, racism or oppression? What if we gave the power to young people to express themselves? So this is the ultimate message that we wanted to say in this book. It's about the redemptive power of art.
It's so discouraging when you see school systems having problems, and when they're budget cutting, one of the first areas they look is art, like it's something that's unnecessary. We could eliminate art and the kids are going to grow up just as strongly as they would have before. There's so much power in art. And Youssef, I know that the books were so important to you, and they really have the power to create activism, don't they?
They do. They do. You know, as we look at the heartbeat that built America erupting in the streets today, you know, we're seeing our ancestors' wildest dreams, and we're seeing them moving in a way that really is no longer about reform. You know, they are seeing things through a really, really through clear lenses, I would say. 2020 has given us all clear vision. And I think the lenses that they're seeing things through is that this system is not broken. This system is actually moving and designed as it was designed. It was moving as it was designed, as it was imagined. I call it the criminal system of injustice, because on one side you have the duality of America, where one person is afforded every opportunity under the sun. And then on the other side, you're guilty, and you have to prove yourself innocent before you even mounted a defense. And the worst part about it is that the people who are there to be on the jury pool to do the judicial service that they are there to do, they then convict us. And in that conviction, we realize 13 years later that the truth was not even the truth. The truth came out 13 years later. And the worst part about this story is that the real perpetrator was out there committing more crime.
And then when it's over, as I recall, there was really sort of the charges were dropped, but they made it sound like this was sort of a one-off. This happened this one time. The rest of the time, the system works perfectly. This book is so powerful. It's so important. It's a powerful new young adult novel about racial injustice, Punching the Air. The authors with us on the program, E.B. Zaboy and Youssef Salam of the Exonerated Five. The book is available, again, Punching the Air, available wherever books are sold. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end. When a review at the end said, where do we go from here? Briefly, where do we go from here?
I think we keep walking. We keep going. This conversation could have been relevant 31 years ago.
Yes.
The Central Park Five jogger case happened, and it could have been 21 years ago when I first met Youssef. It's to keep creating the content and to keep having the conversations and engaging with young people who are pushing the envelope with what we talk about. We were talking about prison reform, and now they are talking about prison abolition. So there are changes happening, and it's to empower the young people because they will take it a step further than we do.
Punching the Air, the book available wherever books are sold. E.B. Zaboy, Youssef Salam, the authors, our guest on the program. Thank you both for being with us on the program. It's starting a lot of conversations. Thank you for sharing the story with us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. 877-360-0430. That's 877-360-0430.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Just in time for the 2020 presidential election, the new children's book from New York Times bestselling author Jill Twiss, Everyone Gets a Say. Introducing children to the importance of voting and democracy, of speaking up and using your voice. Jill is also the number one New York Times bestselling author of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, presents A Day in the Life of Marlon Brando, and The Someone New. Two picture books that teach children about tolerance for those who are different and the power of kindness over fear. Jill has won multiple Emmys, Writers Guild of America Awards, Peabody Awards, for her work as a writer on HBO's acclaimed hit series, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, also portrays Janice from Accounting, a musical theater actress, stand-up comic, voiceover artist, composer, at one time a standardized test tutor. She even writes sentences for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Award-winning comedy writer and best-selling author Jill Twiss, her newest book, Everyone Gets a Say, is with us on This Week in America. Jill, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Oh my gosh, I think that was the best introduction I've ever gotten in my entire life. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. It's great to have you here to talk about this book, Everyone Gets a Say. Boy, talk about timely. How did the idea come about to do this book geared for children on voting?
Sure. Well, I had written a book called The Someone New,
yes.
Which was to help kids maybe welcome a new kid to their school or just to learn how to not be scared of new things. And my publisher let me know that they would love to have another book with those characters. And we knew the 2020 election was coming up. And I really like to write about things that I think kids are hearing about a lot. You know, our country is dealing with this election. Kids all know the election is going on. They know it's important. For some kids, they might know that their parents are nervous about it or are working hard on it or have really strong opinions on it. And so I tried to think about what does a kid need to know about voting? And what it came down to for me is that kids need to know that the ideal of voting is that it doesn't matter if you're the loudest or the most powerful or, you know, the tallest or the strongest or whatever. Voting is the place where your voice is heard. Your voice is, you know, is important. So if you're the quietest kid in the class, you get the same vote as the loudest kid in the class. And so that was the message I wanted to get across for kids, you know, as they're learning about this election.
Talk about the challenges of doing that. You were writing for a late night comedy show. This wasn't a children's show that you were doing, but you do so well in taking a message and breaking it down to a children's level. In fact, one review with the Someone New says, excellent book, and it wasn't cheesy. And I think, you know, maybe that sort of sums it up. Sometimes we have a tendency to be a little cheesy when we're talking down to kids. You're not. What was the challenge in getting this message across in a language that will hold a child's attention and will stay with them?
Sure. I think what you said is so important, that you don't want to talk down to the kids and you don't want to write sort of a super sappy story that's just for the parents. Although hopefully you have enough little jokes in there that the parents can get through the book. Because I happen to know that kids sometimes have a favorite book that they want to read, you know, 500 times. For me, though, I think it was just reading a lot of kids' books. And I don't think it's so different from comedy. You know, I've spent the last several years writing comedy for a show called Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, where our goal was to distill maybe a complicated issue down into something that was understandable, and then to make it interesting and to make it funny. And that's not so different from writing a kid's book, where you're trying to think of the issue, the thing you want to get across to the kids, then you need to make it understandable, and then you need to find a way to make it interesting. You need to find a way to, you know, kids' books can't just teach them something. They have to be something that the kid is actually interested in or wants to read again.
By the way, Jill's book, Everyone Gets a Say, now available wherever books are sold. We'll give you all that information as we go throughout the program. Another important part of this is the illustrator, and you've got this wonderful collaborator that you've worked with on your books. Talk about E.G. Keller and him taking your words and really making them come alive with his illustrations.
Oh, yes. I can't wait to talk about E.G. Keller. I am so in awe of his talent. He's not someone I knew. He is someone that we chose, that I didn't choose, that the show chose to illustrate my first book, A Day in the Life of Marlon Bundo. That book came out. I had never met him. And then my agent actually got together with his agent and decided that it would be great if we wrote another book together. And finally, after that second book came out, did I actually get to meet him because he lives in Colorado. So we don't get to collaborate on this at all. But what happens is that I will write the story. And then he will come back with these sketches that just make me cry. In this particular book, and Everyone Gets a Say, there is a picture where the animals actually get to vote. And it's a giant tree, and you can see a little hedgehog putting an acorn in a little acorn-shaped slot, you know, putting his vote in there.
Yes.
And I just, when I saw it, I just teared up. He makes these beautiful animals with these expressive faces that have such heart. And every time I think I've imagined what he's going to do, he comes back with something even better.
Well, it so complements your text because you're saying things so wonderfully that everyone can relate to. And then you look at the expressions on the animals and what E.G. comes up with. And that's telling a story as well. It's such a wonderful job that the two of you have done. The book, Everyone Gets a Say by Jill Twiss, available wherever books are sold. Jill's website is jilltwiss.com. We'll give you that again throughout the program. This, I guess, really started with Last Week Tonight with Marlon Bundo. And talk about that, because you're the one, I understand, that pitched the idea of doing this children's book. How did this whole thing come about? Explain who Marlon Bundo is for those who may not know.
Sure. Marlon Bundo is the actual bunny rabbit that is a pet of our Vice President Mike Pence. And I was a huge fan of Marlon Bundo, the actual bunny, on Instagram. I followed Marlon Bundo. I loved every picture of Marlon Bundo. So what happened was I saw a press release saying that they were going to release a book about Marlon Bundo. And I went, you know, what would be fun is if we also released a book about Marlon Bundo. So I pitched it, not thinking it would necessarily happen. In fact, thinking it probably wouldn't happen because publishing a children's book is a huge thing for a TV show to do. But they said yes. And so I wrote the book, and we ended up choosing to donate all of the proceeds Everything, you know, I would make or Last Week Tonight would make from the book all went to the Trevor Project, which is a charity that helps LGBTQ youth, and AIDS United, which is a project that helps victims of AIDS. So it was such a cool experience, but it was also just a very fun and funny and silly experience to talk about this bunny that I had been following on Instagram and writing a story about him.
And it's got an audiobook. It's got an all-star cast. Talk about that, because you've got some great talent that's doing the audio version of Marlon Bundo.
Oh, it was maybe the coolest experience of my life. I'm sure that I will never have an experience like that again. But yes, you can also listen to the audiobook where Marlon Bundo, I should tell you a little bit about the story. Marlon Bundo, in our story, meets and falls in love with another boy bunny named Wesley, and they want to get married, but a stink bug won't let them get married, and I won't tell you how it ends. In this wonderful audiobook, Marlon Bundo is played by Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory, and Wesley, the love of his life, is played by Jesse Tyler Ferguson. The stink bug is played by John Lithgow. It was nothing cooler will ever happen to me than hearing my words read aloud so beautifully by Jim Parsons.
Jill Twiss, our guest on the program, talking about her three children's books, all bestsellers. Everyone Gets a Say is just out there, book available wherever books are sold. And you've got this interesting background. You're out of college, you're accepted in law school, and you decide instead of hitting the books to hit the road, and you took a job in children's theater. What impact did that have on you? Was that this opportunity to say, boy, a young mind, these people are great. They're not going to boo, they're not going to send me angry emails, and they've got open minds.
You know, I wish that I knew exactly why I made that decision. I think what I knew was if I went to law school, that would put me on a certain path that, partially because of how much money I would have had to pay to go to law school, I really couldn't get off that path. So I took kind of the first other opportunity I had, which was a children's theater tour. Embarrassingly, I was in a show called Ready, Aim, Recycle, where I had to rap, and where I am eternally grateful that children did not have cell phones then and could not record me. And to my knowledge, there are no recordings of this. But it was really a chance to just go all around the country, which is something that, you know, I'd always wanted to do, to get to perform, to get to meet kids. You get to sign autographs. No famous person will ever get to have the joy of signing as many autographs as anyone who performs a children's theater tour for a bunch of 8-year-olds. And it also just made me move to New York. You know, after that, I went, well, let's give this a shot. At least then I'll know. And I moved here, and I never left. I did leave musical theater. I sort of started to realize that if I wasn't happier when people were clapping for me, then there's a chance I was actually a writer and not an actor or not a stand-up comedian. It was a real wonderful experience to sort of help me just have a minute to figure out what I wanted to do.
All of what we're talking about is available out there, including the second book, the first one outside the show, The Someone New. All of those books are available. Jill Twiss, you'll find the books wherever books are sold. And you can follow Jill by Jill Twiss. You can find her website. You can find her on Twitter. You can find her on Instagram. The new book, again, Everyone Gets a Say. It's now available. Jill, thank you so much. Fun having you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
Thank you.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.